Shalom, this is Billy Brim of the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we're joined here in, you can watch this, we're doing an experiment of filming also our, I say filming from the old school, but anyway, you can see it with your eyes. Video with an audience, a live congregation here, so boy, that's easy for me. We want to talk today, and we have been talking for 2 weeks about protection. God's protection that's given us, covenant protection. I was at Rod Parsley's church this past Sunday night, and Saturday there had come through devastating tornadoes. And so we shared these same things because it's up to you to apply the covenant. These things, Brother Hagin said, they don't fall on you like ripe cherries off a tree. They all come to you by the grace of God, but they're going to go through a pipeline called faith. You are saved by grace through faith. That's the channel that's going to get it to you. And so we're going to talk today about the bloodline. When I did my book, The Blood and the Glory, in Don Gossett's book, I read this, and he knew this man. There was a man named Stevens who went to do meetings in Canada. He and his wife lived in Tennessee. These were in the days, you know, when there were no cell phones. It was a long journey, and they left their children back in Tennessee on the farm with their grandparents. And I mean, those meetings in Canada, they did much trouble to the devil's territory. And so the devil said to Brother Stevens, I'm going to kill your children while you're gone. And Brother Stevens said, Devil, you're a liar. You cannot kill my children. And the devil said, oh, yes, I can, for I put rabies upon the foxes in the woods adjoining your property. And you know that people have seen them around there. So immediately, Brother Stevens, his wife, and the pastors, they gathered together in childlike faith. They agreed in prayer, and by faith, they drew a bloodline, a line of protection around the Stevens property. A week later, Brother Stevens received a letter from his brother back in Tennessee. He said, today I was out walking. I walked around the edge of your property. Lying on the boundary of your land, I found 5 dead foxes. We had the heads examined and found they were all rabied. The foxes had dropped dead when they tried to cross the bloodline. We have seen tornadoes. We are right here in Branson. Come right up to the bloodline and have to leave. Anything that is of Satan. Now, we're going to talk about bloodlines, how we're shown in the Bible that you can draw bloodlines. One of them was drawn on the Passover. These are both made the Hall of Fame in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the Faith Hall of Fame. It says in verse 28, through faith Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. He that destroyed, the destroyer. Then, a few verses later, it says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. So, we're going to go back to those two accounts of the bloodline. And the first one we're going to go to is in chapter 12 of Exodus. You know, they were coming out, the plague that actually came out of Pharaoh's mouth. He said, kill all the boy babies. Well, then that comes back. You get judged out of your own mouth. So it came back then that the firstborn of the Egyptians were going to die, and God told them that. And he said in chapter 12, verse 3, speak to all the congregation and say in the 10th day of the month, take to every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Keep it up till the 14th day and kill it. And then you take of the blood and strike it on the 2 side posts and on the upper doorpost of the house, and therein shall you eat it. Verse 11, it is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast. I will execute judgment. I am Jehovah. It's important to see that this was judgment. God has already pronounced the judgment of sin. The wages of sin is death. Ever since Adam fell, all mankind had sinned. And so they were due judgment. But the mercies of God had withheld judgment. Now tonight, he's going to remove his hand of protection and let someone through for judgment. We're going to go down now to verse 21. To Moses, he said, take a bunch, verse 22, of hyssop. That's a little plant with wee little leaves, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the side post, the Lord will pass over the door, and he will not allow the destroyer to come in to your houses to smite you. It's important to see that the one who smote them was the destroyer. It was Satan himself. He knows the wages of sin are death. He would rather have killed the people of God. He would rather have struck the firstborn of the children of Israel. And they were as due the stroke as were the Egyptians. But God had prepared for them. He had covenant blood for them. They had to obey him. They couldn't just believe in the blood. They couldn't just mentally assent to the power in the blood. They had to apply the blood. And they took the hyssop, they put it in the, dipped it in the blood, and they applied it. And then they had to obey and stand behind that bloodline. And then the destroyer, Satan himself, could not get to them. He went where he was allowed to go, and that was it. He could not get to them. But it is important to know that you need to apply the blood. Sometimes I say it like this. I say, with the hyssop of my tongue, I'm applying the blood of Jesus over my family. I'm drawing a bloodline around my house. Well, we're going to go over now to they get to Jericho. They finally get over there after wandering in the wilderness. And they're going to go in with Joshua. And they come to the first place. And it's Jericho. And they're going to march around Jericho. Now they're sending in spies this time. Remember, they sent in spies before, and the spies came back with an evil report and said, oh, we can't take the land. Everybody in it is a giant. And the land eats up the inhabitants thereof. And we're grasshoppers. And so their evil report, they didn't get to go for 40 years until all of them died in the desert. But now that 40 years is over, another generation is raised up, and Joshua is going to lead them in. And the first place they're going to go is Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. So they're getting ready, and they send spies again. And here they go in chapter 2. He sent two spies to spy out secretly. And they went to an harlot's house named Rahab, and they lodged there. And she lived upon the wall. Rahab's house is on the wall. Those walls were wide, you know, you could drive a chariot around them. And so the woman, the king of the city-state of Jericho, he found out they were there. So he sent people looking for them, and she hid them under flax up on the roof. And so, verse 9, she said to the men, when she sent the spy, sent the other people who came after them, the soldiers that came after them, she sent them away. And then she came up to tell the men, the coast is clear, the two spies. And she said unto the men, I know that Jehovah has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how Jehovah dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And we also heard what you did to the two kings on the other side of Jordan. Now, just listen, just notice this. When those spies of Moses went in, they said, oh, the people in the land. Why, we are just grasshoppers and they're giants and we'll just make them. The people in the land were terrorized. They were terrorized because 2.5 million people are coming. But the spies saw it. They're all big giants and they're going to get us, and we're terrorized. So oftentimes the things you're terrorized of, they aren't even true anyway.
That's right.
Besides the fact that God is on your side.
That's right.
So Rahab says, when we heard about that 40 years ago, what your God did for you, and then we saw just recently what you did to those two kings on the other side of Jordan, we're terrorized. Terror has fallen upon all the inhabitants of the land because of you. For we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt and what you did. As soon as we heard, verse 11, our hearts did melt. There's another, in chapter 5, it says all the people's hearts melted for fear. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For Jehovah your God, he's God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now the whole land that she lives in, they got terrorized. She's one woman, and she heard what they did, and she got faith. Amen. You see, you can hear, and you can get faith, or you can get fear. The opposite of faith is fear. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're Jehovah, your God, he's God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, therefore, I pray you swear unto me by Jehovah, since I showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. A token is something you can see. A rainbow is called a token. Mm-hmm. The Lord told them, put the blood on the doorpost for a token. The devil walks by sight. So she said, give me a token. Now look what she asked for. That you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Not one shingle. Why, you impudent thing, what are you asking for? Why, she dared to ask for everybody kin to her, and she dared to ask for everything they had. I don't know if we'll have time to go on over and read about her later when they actually came to get her. It says her mother, her father, her sisters, her brothers, and then it said her, it's a Hebrew word that says her extended family. I mean, she got everybody she's kin to. And all they've got. And Joshua said, when you go up there, you deliver her and you deliver all they've got. Verse 15, she let them down by a cord through the window. And they told her, they said, now when we come back, you bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. And it shall be that whosoever stays behind there, they'll be safe. But if they get out on their own, they're not safe. Verse 21, she sent them away and they departed and she bound the scarlet line in the window. If they'd had time, they would have killed a little lamb. That little lamb of the Passover, it couldn't stop any devils, but it stood for the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And faith in the blood. You have to have faith in the blood. You overcome him by the word, by the blood of the lamb and the word of your testimony. Your testimony to what the blood will do. You have to have faith. She got by faith in two halls of fame. She got Rahab got in that Hebrews 11 Hall of Fame, but she also got in the Hall of Fame of Jesus' genealogy in Matthew chapter 1. She became the grandmother of David, and she became in the line of Jesus coming by faith, the Canaanite harlot. Hallelujah. It will position you. But you have to have faith in the blood. And I think that's one of the main things we have to tell people right now, because things are going to increase. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, the Bible says. So we want you to have my book, The Blood and the Glory. We want you to have Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer, and Brother Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority. We'll make you a special price. I forgot to see what the price is. But you call right now to our numbers, and I forgot what the numbers are. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But you can find them online, billybrim.org. You can find out what our number is. Call us and we'll send you these books. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom until Monday.